Report and possible discussion on investment officers' report for third quarter of fiscal year 2013 by John Haas. Thank you.
This is just another report only item. We do each quarter as required under the Public Funds Investment Act. We provided you all with our portfolio, a listing of our investment portfolio, and your materials. And this is just a summary. As I show each time, as of the end of the third quarter, you can see that our total, the book value of all of our investments. This includes both restricted and unrestricted. You saw a minute ago the $63 million I was referring to was unrestricted, but the $90 million includes restricted funds we have, so that's why it's greater than that, than the 60. But includes all our funds. You can see it goes down. Again, that's consistent with what we expect during this time of year. It sort of peaks at the beginning of the year, which really is the November 30th. That's the first quarter of the year. As we make a lot of collections and stuff, it gets its highest, and we spend it down through the year. And then, of course, this coming November, it'll go back up as we collect for the next year's water contracts. Of course, the significant things we've been talking about for years now, it's turned out, is the yield to maturity has continues to go down sort of steadily at a pace as we attempt to reinvest our securities, primarily CDs. It's just still difficult to get the same rates, but we're working hard to squeeze as much return as we can out of that. But you can see that it's down a little bit from even the last quarter. And you can see in the material again that nearly all of our investments remain in certificates of deposits, which are collateralized, fully collateralized either by securities underlying governmental securities or by letters of credit with the Federal Home Loan Bank and the like and stuff. So it's secure and meets all the requirements of Public Funds Investment Act. I'm going to introduce here in just a second Susan Anderson. You all have seen Susan before. Susan is with Valley View Consulting, who helps us in helping to manage and maximize the return that we get on our portfolio. And Susan, as she comes about every other quarter, I've asked her to come and give a sort of a brief economic overview of the conditions and stuff and how it relates to our interest rate environment. If you have any more questions for me, otherwise I'll introduce Susan.
Are there any questions for John? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. Excuse me. Susan Anderson with Valley View Consulting. If we'll kind of just jump into the report. Question remains, are we actually in an economic recovery? It hasn't really felt a whole lot like recovery. And the answer is, it's a whole lot better than it was 6 months ago when I met with you. It's looking like we are slowly coming out of the doldrums. Interestingly enough, what's bringing us out right now is the housing market. If you'll remember, the housing market is what took us down so far, and now I think that most of us would not have expected the housing market to really start to come back. We are in now a several-month recovery on the housing side. Housing market values are up as well as the sales, so we're very optimistic about it. There's another couple of things that are pivotal in the continued recovery, and that is the interest rate environment. As you know, mortgage rates are going up. Another thing is you've got loan availability that is not the best that it could be for really causing the housing market to surge. But then one interesting aspect of the housing recovery is many of those who had lost their homes through foreclosure or sold at a loss are now recovering to the point where they can start to consider getting back into the housing market. So that is a whole lot of pent-up demand in the housing sector that really could spark a fire under that sector. Employment is slowly inching forward, not as much as we would like to see in a real recovery. Real recovery is at least 250,000 jobs a month, and we're seeing just shy of 200,000 a month for the last 3 months, so we still need to move a little bit forward there. And then production in response to consumer demand. We still are not seeing the consumer demand like what we saw previous to 2008, but we're slowly getting there. The markets are really concerned lately, and you've seen a lot of volatility. And it's mainly due to the Fed, members of the Federal Open Markets Committee, The guys had set Fed policy and monetary policy coming forward and saying that, you know, they're thinking about the time when they start to remove the punch bowl, take away some of the stimulus programs or start to taper them down. They used the word taper, and all of a sudden the markets just went crazy, concerned about what's going to happen when the rug is pulled out and the markets have to depend on themselves. So that's going to be interesting. Fed Chairman Bernanke visited with the Fed, the House Finance Committee just this month and mentioned the strong headwinds that were being created by the Fed coming out and changing their program. But they're trying to give advance notice to the markets that this is what's going to happen. We need to start accommodating. So the long-range strength, according to Bernanke, is not as fragile as it was back in the fall. It's continued to get a little bit better. They're feeling a lot more comfortable that all of their programs have worked out well. But their outlook is still for very modest improvement. So we're not going to see a gangbusters recovery. It's just going to keep creeping along. Next slide. GDP, gross domestic product, that's the measurement of all things produced domestically. You can see the darker blue lines are the final numbers. The lighter blue lines are columns are the expected results. We had a very good quarter three of 2012. We had 3.1% production. But then you can see that all things changed for the fourth quarter. If you'll recall what was happening in the fourth quarter, that was one thing the Fed was starting to talk about withdrawing. We had a very difficult congressional session going on where we started to talk about sequestration and what was going to happen. So GDP dropped dramatically in response to a lot of those pressures. We're starting to come back out. We had a 1.8 reading on the first quarter. But as you can see, tempered growth is expected in GDP until you get much further into 2014. Next slide. You can see where we've changed. When we were projecting this a little over a year ago, the dark blue line, we were expecting a much stronger recovery going forward. They usually project about 3 years forward. You can see that we cut in December what economists were projecting, and now the latest projection that came out in May is for a little bit better than what we had projected in December, again, in response to a possible economic recovery underway. Next slide. Unemployment. This is one of the Fed's key indicators. This is what they're really targeting before they start to change the real numbers that impact what your portfolio does, which is the Fed funds rate. They want the unemployment rate to get down to 6.5% before they really start to change the Fed funds rate. We're currently at 7.6%. Projections are that we won't get to the 6.5% anytime in the very near future. We're looking at 2014 before it really hits, starts to flirt with that rate. So the news for you is that the rates of the types of investments that you can include in your portfolio are probably not going to improve a great deal until sometime in 2014. Next slide. The inflation forecast is still moderate. Another one of the Fed indicators that they are watching before they make any moves on the Fed funds rate is inflation. They want inflation to stay at about a 2% inflation rate. If it starts getting up higher than 2%, they're going to start raising interest rates. Until then, they won't. As you can see, the CPI forecast, which is an indication of inflation, you are just shy of 2% out until you get to 2014. So again, this is a good indicator that we're not going to expect short-term interest rates to increase anytime soon. Next slide. These are the latest projections that came out in May of this year, and you can see that 2014, both the blue and the green bar, the blue bar is the CPI, all things measured. The green bar is what they call the CPI core, which extracts out energy and food, which are more volatile. You can see that all of those don't really start to go up above the 2% sustainably probably until 2014. Next slide. I put this yield curve in just to show you, however, how things have changed since we met 6 months ago. The green line is the most current yield curve. It has been probably 2 years, if not more, since that green line has been up above the blue and the red line. So you can see that suddenly interest rates have started to pick up, but have not really picked up in the short term. It really doesn't start until you hit about 2 years. Most of your investments are shorter than 2 years, except for very select funds. So, you know, it's still going to be a while before the rates that you're impacted by will really change, and they're very much governed by what's going on with the Fed funds rate. Next slide. So where are we, and what do we think is going to happen? And interestingly enough, the bullet points are exactly what they were when we met previously. The budget, the political climate are still out there as threats. We are again approaching another pivotal time frame in September when we once again breach that budget ceiling and we go back into all of those discussions that we went through last year. The market is going to be moving based on what goes on with those hearings. The global economic environment has improved. You've seen some improvements over in the European markets, but there's still some pretty shaky legs in terms of how their recovery is going to continue. Domestic job creation, we're still hoping to see some improvement there, but you know, when things start to change, particularly when you go through the September timeframe, you might see some employers cut back until they figure out what's going to happen in the Fed. Credit loan availability, again, this is speaking to the housing recovery. You can't really have too much of a recovery until you have loan availability out there that many people, you know, can qualify for, and that impacts the domestic housing market. The domestic housing market is so much of a multiplier in the marketplace, because when people buy houses, they also buy other things for houses, and it really, really starts to escalate and improve the markets. So that's just the brief overview. Any questions?
No questions.
No other questions?
But
one comment I was going to make about, and you remember the average, our average return is about 60 basis points, about 0.6%. To put that in perspective, I was looking today, TexPool, which is a you know, Texas State pool that a lot of governments invest in, that's a liquid pool, it's a daily pool, is I think just short of 5 basis points this morning. It's 4.7, so it's less than 1/10. Of what? So even though 60 basis points looks really, really bad, there are a lot of governments that are putting a lot of money. There's like $15 billion in TexPool right now in the state of Texas among the governments. So there's a lot of governments that are getting 5 basis points return on that. So anyway, just to see. So we're working to try to get as much as we can.
Do we have to pay for that letter of credit from the federal government?
The banks, when they bid on the rates that they did, they built that into their bid on it. So when they give us, and as Susan alluded to, 2 years is about as far out as we go, so that's why we're not seeing a lot of benefit from that yield curve. But when they give us a bid of 50 or 60 basis points for a two-year CD, they built their cost into that. So, yes, sir.
John, all of this discussion is national economy, right? And we haven't talked about how Texas economy might vary to some degree.
Right. I believe, Susan, most of yours was national based. Yeah, Texas is probably a little bit better. Some of the things Texas wise are probably a little more improved.
Right. And realistically, what impacts the rates that you get is the national.
Okay. Thank you, Susan, John.